Welcome to podtech.net. We're here at the TIEcon conference with Howard Dean, Chairman of the Democratic National Convention. How are you?
Very well. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks for the podcast here today. We're here at TIEcon, which is a premier entrepreneurial epicenter conference around technology. Is the world moving to a global entrepreneurial culture, and how is this impacting politics?
I think it is moving. We are moving towards a global entrepreneurial culture, which I think is a very good thing for the country and for the world. However, there's some substantial and difficult dislocations that are happening to working families all over the country as a result of this. And I think we have to do a better job protecting working people in all the countries, including ours, as we globalize.
Obviously, technology is driven by broadband. What's your view on broadband? I mean, is that really an enabler? And obviously, people have talked about broadband and getting into the digital divide, but the internet's global now.
When I was governor, we put broadband in all the high schools, and there were two reasons we did it. One is, of course, we wanted broadband in all the high schools, and the other was we knew that would force the technology companies to put broadband in all the small towns all over America. Within a mile and a half, anybody could hook into that. Broadband's absolutely essential. You can't do business without broadband anymore in most industries. And it's also a leveler. It levels business opportunities all over the world, and that's a very positive thing for the world as well. As the world shrinks, we have to find less violent solutions to our disagreements, and that's obviously a very positive thing.
Obviously, we're podcasting, and I'm honored to be here with you. A year ago, my company didn't exist. Now it's very popular. World audience around the world, 104 countries, large audience. I mean, come out of nowhere. The internet enables that. Technology enables that. Talk about your view on technology and around ideas. Ideas can accelerate. Ideas can rapidly converge around the world. How is that changing how we structure our politics and how we organize and get people to vote?
Well, it certainly organizes people who are on the web, and there are more and more, not only more and more people on the web, but there's less and less discrimination about who's on the web. It's still true that being on the web has an income-based component to it, and that's a problem. We've got to get more folks the opportunity to be on. The second piece is open architecture. Open architecture is critical, and not just in terms of software, but in terms of who owns the airways and who can charge fees to get, or excuse me, the cableways, not the airways, but and who can charge fees to get on. We have to keep this an open system. It has to, if it's going to succeed as a worldwide system, we must not allow corporations to own the ability and restrict other people's ability to get on and off the web.
Some people have said that also the internet is clearly an enabler for rapid intellectual growth and community growth. America seems to be falling behind. I mean, look at Korea and outside the U.S. I mean, economies are growing. I interviewed Steve Forbes last fall. He talked about Eastern Europe and how they're rebuilding around technology. What is America doing, and what should we be doing?
Well, we should be doing things different. This administration, as you know, in many areas lacks any vision of any kind. They tend to corporatize things. They tend to be interested in profit and not in expansion and innovation. And it's harmed America greatly. Not just the commercial area, but in many other areas. What we need is, I think, is some sort of an industrial plan, if you will. An industrial plan not just for the standard industries, but also for the web. For example, cell service is much worse in the United States than it is in many other places in the world, particularly Europe. Why? Because in Europe they have one frequency, if you will, that or spectrum that they use for cell phones. So that all the cell phone systems are interchangeable. That's not true in the United States. In the United States, everybody wants to build their own tower. In Europe, they use the same tower. So naturally, Europe is going to develop a better cell phone system than the United States. There's not been the kind of innovation because the government and the FCC appointed by the government, I think, is unfriendly to innovation and also unfriendly to using government influence to create opportunities to cooperate and not just opportunities to compete.
Yeah, technology as an enabler for personal freedom and personal wealth creation is really what it's all about in America. With the internet now, or the web 10 years older, we've seen a rise of some new brands. In the early days, Yahoo, eBay, Amazon. Now we're seeing Google and a whole nother level of brands. And that's just enabled by just this globalization, democratization of this technology boom. Will there be new brands in the political spectrum? You had a great rise with your campaign from grassroots. Technology enabled that. Do you see new brands emerging, and what's that going to look like?
I think there will be new brands, and nobody can possibly tell, certainly not me. I would love to try to pass myself off as a technological guru, and it's absolutely not true. You know, we rode a great wave because we had a lot of people in the campaign who really understood technology, and a lot of young people fueling the whole campaign who knew more about technology than we did. We followed them. So I would love to make predictions that it'd be nothing more than speculations. I leave that to you.
Well, certainly what you did was amazing, and that's been a lot of people have been following that model, and that's been a real motivation for a lot of people. Now, talk about electability. What does that mean to you? What's electable these days?
I don't think about that so much. What I think about is how you move people. The way you move people is to have something to say to them. I can tell you that the Democrats have a real opportunity to take back the House and the Senate. We will do it if we have a message and something to say and if we're disciplined in how we deliver the message, whether it's over the web or some other way of doing it. We will not do it if we try to do the same old politics as usual. People want something different. They want real change. And it's not just the change between Democrats and Republicans. It's a new way of doing politics.
There's a new generation of Americans and a new generation around the world called the I Am generation. People who were 15, 10 years ago are now 20, and, you know, 20, now 30. They're getting their information differently. How can we get these people more involved in politics, and what's going to make them, influence them, and how would you speak to them?
They are involved in politics. We talked, spoke during the campaign. They drove our campaign. They're still involved in politics. The good news is the Democrats won about 56% of the under 30 vote, who bypass the corporate outlets and the propaganda-driven outlets like Fox and go right to the web. They can see all kinds of different opinions. In some ways, we're having an enormous social experiment in this country. If you remember your social studies class at some point during high school, your teachers told you, we're not trying to tell you what to think, we're trying to teach you how to think. Well, we're now going to allow a huge experiment to see if that really works. Because when you go on the net to get your news, you can go to any one of literally thousands of sources and get all kinds of information, some of which is completely bogus and some of which is accurate. And you have to decide now, based on what you know, which is the real information and which is the false information. It creates an opportunity for enormous national dialogue. And the blogs, for example, are tremendous because people get on, interact all the time. And some of these folks have half a million subscribers. It's a terrific way of recreating a community that hasn't existed for a long time.
New relationships. One final question. What's going to be different 5 to 10 years from now, in your view, in this world?
Television will matter a lot less. Personal contact, either through the web or knocking on people's doors, will matter a lot more. Fundraising, much different. At the DNC now, we have a program called Democracy Bonds. You can go online, democrats.org, and sign up to give $20 a month or $10 a month or $30 a month on your credit card to the Democratic National Committee. That is a strong stable of people who are going to support the Democrats, and it makes us independent of large special interests. The more people we get, the more democratized the Democratic Party is.
California is a big state.
Yeah.
California politics is changing. There's a big race, governorship. What's your view there in terms of the national issues and state issues?
California has always been a trendsetter. I think we can win back the governorship with either one of those two candidates. But I think it's going to be a matter of communicating, not just so much on television. You have to figure out a way to personally contact people, and I think they will, with the help of the web.
And podcasting. Howard Dean, thanks so much for this exclusive podcast at TICON 2006, supporting entrepreneurship, technology, global economy. Thanks so much.
Thank you.